I went to law school on a full academic scholarship, the only one in my class to have a full academic scholarship. Went back to law school and, in fact, ended up in the top half of my class. I was the outstanding student in the political science department at the end of my year. I graduated with 3 degrees from undergraduate school and 165 credits, only needed 123 credits.
Biden now concedes he did not graduate in the top half of his law school class, that he does not have 3 degrees from college, and that he was not named outstanding political science student in college.
Newsweek says Biden actually went to school on a half scholarship, ended up near the bottom of his class, and won only 1 degree, not 3.
Joe Biden ranked 76th in a class of 85 at the University of Syracuse Law School. I mean, this guy comes off this whole thing as a flyweight.
Now Biden says Newsweek is right. His memory had failed him.
And I'd be delighted to sit down and compare my IQ to yours if you'd like, Frank.
Joe Biden was victimized by the truth.
Bye-bye Biden. He may not know it yet, but I think this is going to be very difficult for him to recover.
Is Joe Biden dead meat, yes or no?
I think so.
Bob.
It's in terminal condition.
Terminal.
That's Joey, currently the leader of the free world, from way back in 1988 when he got caught in lie after lie and theft after plagiarist theft. That was his first swing at becoming leader of the free world, and his Pinocchio nose just kept getting smacked by the truth. Truth wielded by actual journalists who had the balls to call him on his lies and plagiarism. Not only did he lie about his academic career, he stole entire speeches from other politicians, including Robert F. Kennedy. Did he think no one would notice?
CBS News found a tape of a second instance.
It reappeared in the New York Times with a new charge, that Biden had appropriated a famous litany from the late Robert Kennedy about what the gross national product cannot measure.
It cannot measure the health of our children.
The health of our children.
The quality of our education.
The quality of their education.
The joy of their play.
Or the joy of their play.
Biden gave Kennedy no credit. He has also quoted or paraphrased John Kennedy, Hubert Humphrey, and British Labour Party leader Neil Kinnock, all without credit.
Joseph Biden admitted today that he committed plagiarism when he was in law school. He said it was a mistake, but that it was unintentional.
Decades ago, people said Joey's political career was as dead as the follicles on his then bald head. But somehow, Joey came back. Same as his hair. Well, it's not exactly his hair. They're transplants. But they say possession is 9/10 of the law, so. And now, this proven, habitual, incorrigible liar has upped the stakes of his lies. Back in the 80s, he was lying about his bogus academic record as he ripped off the words of others. But now, right now, his latest, biggest lie just might be getting people killed. Hang on, you're gonna hear it.
The safari park.
You're killing me, Larry!
Hello, Larry!
Hats off to Larry!
Larry. Fucking Larry.
Larry!
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 Larry, get into bed now!
Come on, Larry! Larry! Larry!
Here is Joey's big lie that is proving not only dangerous, but likely lethal.
The only pandemic we have is among the unvaccinated. And they're killing people.
Pandemic of the unvaccinated? Well, that's a snappy phrase, isn't it? Betcha Joey didn't coin that one on his own. Any more than he wrote all the other quips and speeches he's been stealing his entire life. That one's not just another academic fishtail. That one, in the parlance of commie imbeciles who want to end free speech, that one is tantamount to yelling fire in a crowded movie theater. It is a lie that can kill. In one catastrophically false and stupid statement, Smooth Brain Joey blames the unvaccinated for the pandemic and declares them killers, murderers, which tells every psychopath in America that it's open season on the unvaccinated. They're killing people, says Joey. The movie theater false alarm will get John Q. Public a jail sentence, but Joey, he will never be charged with any crime because, well, he's Joey, and clearly untouchable, and he's a little more, non-adjacent from his victims than those who might be crushed in a cinema stampede. But the results are the same. Plenty owe death. Upholding and protecting Joey is a propaganda machine, the power and scope of which the world has never seen. Not in Soviet Russia, nor East Germany, nor Communist China, nor Nazi Germany. Their lie factories, by comparison, were small-time, amateur operations. Joey's and his regime are gargantuan. Now, to be clear, the Wuhan virus, rebranded as COVID-19 to distance it from the nation of its creation, is real. A lot of people have died from it. It is not a hoax. And anybody who thinks they need a vaccine should get a vaccine or do whatever else they think makes them less vulnerable. Wear a mask, wear 5 masks, never leave the house. Who cares? It's their life. People should be allowed to safeguard it as they see fit. Hey, that's not too different than owning a gun. But vaccinated people have no more business telling the unvaccinated to take the jab than gun owners would have telling everyone to buy a gun. But since this pandemic and its roulette wheel vaccines have been weaponized by scumbag politicians, scumbag pharmaceutical companies, and countless media scumbags, well, naturally, the volume of lies, half-truths, and suppressed truths is incalculable. What the aforementioned groups are labeling misinformation and disinformation is any statement from anyone that challenges the state-approved propaganda. And the state-approved propaganda is that the vaccines are
safe and effective.
They're positive. They're certain. You can bet your life on it. But many vaccinated people are losing that bet. Joey and his regime have flat out told us that disagreement will not be tolerated. Here's famed AstCo, Jen Psaki, openly telling us they'll be censoring any and all social media posts that challenge their authority. And that if you're banned from one, she wants you banned from all.
We are in regular touch with these social media platforms, and we're flagging problematic posts for Facebook that spread disinformation. You shouldn't be banned from one platform and not others providing misinformation out there.
Banned. How many years have I been screaming about that word? AstCos love to ban things. By the way, AstCo is an acronym for a term I coined back in episode 292 entitled Shadow Living in 2021 America. And it means assholes seeking to control others. And the others they most want to control are the LUTFAs, another term of my authorship. LUTFA means leave us the fuck alone. Now, oddly, before he began squatting at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Joey was not so bullish on vaccines. Just listen to him pre-2020 election.
If and when the vaccine comes, and it's not likely to go through all the tests that needs to be and the trials that are needed to be done.
When we finally do, God willing, get a vaccine, who's going to take the shot? Who's going to take the shot? You can be the first one to say, put me, sign me up. They now say it's okay.
What happened? He sounded vaccine hesitant, didn't he? Now he sounds like he should have his hair plugs in a ponytail, wear a poodle skirt, shake pom-poms as he leads the vaxxer cheerleaders. Boomalaka, boomalaka, take the vax. See Tony Fauci and get the facts. But Tony, he hasn't been consistent with his facts, has he? He's changed his tune with the regularity of a fucking jukebox. When this pandemic shitshow began, One of the most quoted statements was that of Tony Fauci, shit-talking the therapeutic drug hydroxychloroquine with his favorite dismissive word, anecdotal.
The evidence that you're talking about, John, is anecdotal evidence.
Remember that? Anything that contradicted or even questioned Fauci's line of ex-cathedra bullshit was
anecdotal.
What does anecdotal mean? Well, a story, huh? A tale? Maybe a tall tale or a joke. Anecdotal is not a synonym for fact. Anecdotes are not peer-reviewed. But that doesn't make them any less true. I have some anecdotes for Fauci and Joey and other mendacious government officials. These anecdotes are actually facts that I know to be true because they have come to me from friends, not social media. I'm talking friends whose kids have grown up with mine, friends who've been to my home for barbecues and Christmas dinners, as I have been to theirs many times, close friends, trusted friends. Now, before I get into those anecdotes, think about this. How many people do you know? Caterers and wedding planners have a pretty good handle on that. They say the average American wedding has around 120 guests. Now that number, 120, is kind of important when it comes to making sense of the avalanche of lies we are being fed by Joey and his legions of vax cheerleaders and side effects deniers. Whether broadcast cable marionettes or silly little blogger liars or TikTok influencers, the chorus they all sing in perfect unison is
safe and effective.
How many fucking times have you heard that phrase? What the number 120 does is snap into focus the true enormity of the dangers and failures of various Wuhan flu vaccines. Because you don't need a sample size of millions to formulate a valid statistical conclusion. Nielsen TV ratings deliver accurate surveys of the entire country based on just a few hundred households. Do you have to eat an entire pot of soup to know what it tastes like? No, just a spoonful will do. So you don't need a fucking massive study to know that the vaccines are far, far less safe and far, far less effective than Joey and his gang of liars are claiming. Do you know 120 people? Maybe. But the people I know really well would number far fewer. And within my modest circle of friends, the incidence of vaccine disasters has been astonishing. From the teenage boy who was hospitalized with violent seizures within hours of the Pfizer jab. He'd never had any history of neurological disorders, none. Or other friend's high school son who took the jab because the college he wants to attend demands it. He wound up with blisters on his body that looked like third-degree burns. When he visited the doctor, she said she had seen similar side effects from the vax and prescribed some medication. But then a disturbing thing happened. The doctor chased this kid and his mom out to the elevator and reversed her opinion. Told them she had made a mistake, that the skin lesions were probably caused by something else. What would make someone do that? Well, independent doctors don't exist anymore. They all work for medical corporations, and most medical corporations tend to be pill mills controlled by Big Pharma. Odds are, someone in a corner office at that medical corporation overheard that physician's original diagnosis and commanded her to haul ass after my friends and change that diagnosis. Because one dare not shit-talk the hands that feed it. That might choke off the money. That might cause vaccine hesitancy. A couple days ago, family friends with whom we've spent many Christmases called and told us that their kid's grandma was in an ICU in Northern California with severe COVID symptoms. Now, why is this significant? Because the woman had been vaccinated months ago. When our friends questioned the ICU staff, they told her almost all their COVID patients had been vaccinated.
The only pandemic we have is among the unvaccinated.
What's that, Joey? Tell us again, Joey.
The only pandemic we have is among the unvaccinated.
Is Joey still lying his bony ass off? Sure sounds like it. But this is the lie that kills. Because people all over the nation are being told these vaccines are safe and effective, and so they take them and go about their lives in the same carefree manner one would if vaccinated with a proven vaccine tested over 5, 6, maybe 7 years, not shotgunned through a rushed program that got its name from fucking Star Trek. They think they're safe because they've been told again and again by Joey and the government lie factory. Until they wind up in an ICU with their lives hanging by a thread. That is when lies kill. That is disinformation and misinformation of the most hideous kind. A college student I know has just recovered from the Wuhan flu. Many of her college friends are in the midst of COVID misery. Every one of them vaccinated. A week before that, another's perfectly healthy grandparent took the vax out of an abundance of caution. In a few days, he was dead. The moment true and undeniable events break their lies, they try to cover it with more lies and snappy new verbiage, huh? Of late, it's breakthrough infections. Sounds almost like a good thing, doesn't it? Doesn't seem the virus has to put much effort into breaking through the very porous vaccine shield, does it? They should call these flow-through infections, because it seems those vaccines are working like tea bags. All kinds of pseudoscientists and pseudo-journos and pseudo-experts and outright proven liars like Joey and Fauci and Jen, they poo-poo those infections. They tell us they're so rare. They're statistically insignificant. Really? I probably don't stay in contact with more than 2, maybe 3 dozen people on a regular basis. Again, we're not talking digital friends here. So let's take the higher number out of, say, 3 dozen people with whom I'm in fairly regular contact. 6 of them have had serious adverse reactions to COVID vaccines, including death. That's almost 17%. That's not rare. That's not insignificant. That's not uncommon. 17% is huge. Hell, in the realm of drug risk factors, even 1% is huge. Unacceptable. Are the vaccine failures and side effects among my friends an anomaly? No. Because every one of you listening has similar anecdotal evidence that COVID vaccines are sometimes safe and sometimes dangerous and/or lethal. Even the CDC says that over 4,000 fully vaccinated people have been hospitalized and more than 750 of them have died. And the CDC says those numbers are likely underreported. 2 nations that vaxxed up early and often were the UK and Israel. Israel went all in with Pfizer. And the latest test data says maybe they should have been a bit more hesitant, because the latest data from Israel shows that nearly all serious cases and deaths are among the vaccinated.
The only pandemic we have is among the unvaccinated.
There he goes again. Back when Joey was caught lying about everything, he claimed it was all a mistake. And he had a rare statement of truth.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Well, Joey's kept that promise, hasn't he? So let's get our terminology sharp and our rebuttals ready, shall we? When some ASTCO accuses you of being vaccine hesitant, ask them why they are side effect deniers. Because that's what they are. Joey is. Fauci is. They know the truth. Yet they double down on their lies day after day. We live in a terribly warped society with a bullshit spewed by sleazebag career politicians and corrupt credentialed experts that takes precedence over facts validated by our own eyes and ears and experience. It's a good thing there's a vaccine for people who want to take it and who need to take it. At the same time, shouldn't it be marketed honestly? Not only is it not a panacea, it is far, far from 100% safe or 100% effective. Sometimes it ruins people's health. Sometimes it kills.
The only pandemic we have is among the unvaccinated.
Maybe Joey needs to shut up, eat an ice cream, and take a nap. Hey, thanks for hanging with me once again. It's always great to be with you. Stop by the show page at thatlarryshow.com for more comment and commentary, as well as hundreds of other episodes. While there, click a subscribe button so you never miss an episode. If you like what you just heard, if you'd like to help me fight this fight for truth, click the Patreon button for access to dozens of bonus episodes where we tend to get a little more personal and contentious. Write to me at thatlarryshow@gmail.com and follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Mastodon. All those links are at thatlarryshow.com as well. We got some fun new show merchandise, vintage motel style key fobs. Only 10 bucks, made to last. They look right, feel right. Won't get lost in your bag and tell the world that you are a member of the Take No Shit Dojo. My friends, I'll see you next Wednesday or thereabouts. And until that time, take no shit.